Early December, 2009. An unspeakable gaffe leads to the unintentional airing of a film-related talk show. Over 80 terrestrial radio stations across the U.S. have their regularly scheduled programs preempted with filthy content and language that the FCC generally frowns upon. Certain individuals were implicated, penalties were paid, comeuppance were delivered, and suspensions were served. Before this matter was put to rest, however, and for reasons still unknown, there would be one final byproduct of this regrettable foible. A thumb was raised, a green light illuminated, thus giving birth to what would become known to just a few and very far between as the Love Line after disaster.
Midnight comes a little faster, once another stop sign, happy ever after, once she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say.
I can only speak for myself when I say I'm terrified and horrified of this whole thing, and I have insane debilitating, I can't even say it, debilitating stage fright.
I don't know what to do, because I'm actually up here with you guys. I'm used to being like 20 feet like away. Just
I gotta go check the thing, make sure that the...
No!
We went to a funky Mexican restaurant disco for dinner.
Mike's level's a little off. Could we get that turned up?
That's part of the show.
That's inside jokes that aren't really jokes. It's for some reason we think they are. First of all, thank you guys very, very, very much. This is really awesome.
And thank you, Mike, for putting this whole thing
together. Yeah, thank Bar for saying yes to playing this.
Well, we paid them. We paid them a lot of money, so do we have to thank them?
I want to thank Jamie for booking us, Rita, the manager of the club, Paige, Jay for taking care of business. Nathan Hamill for being here, Miss Movies for being here. I'm just going to do shout-outs for 10 minutes.
So I was really excited about tonight because I was finally going to get to see what you guys look like. Except I went to the bathroom earlier and a bunch of you were lined up and I got scared and I just walked like really fast with my head down like a total little bitch. But I can't see shit. I can't see anybody out there. Well, I can see you guys.
I think we should have been standing because this is way cooler.
I feel like the lights should be on.
No, we're not doing the show standing. That was such a weird idea.
I'm going
to
stand.
Just because you're wearing pants and you want people to see...
You want to see the weirdest thing I wore tonight?
Sure. Do you not wear belts?
No. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. That is Mikey Caruano to my left. And there's Ty Ty not playing any sound effects at the moment. Oh, it blends in. I couldn't hear it at all. It totally blends.
So realistic.
That was pretty
cool. I'm so glad that thing's broken.
So we have some plans for tonight. They're not massive plans. Like Mike already mentioned, we have Fart Barf who's coming on later. Who are our safety net? So if we have bad nights, I mean, there are shows that are the worst shows we've ever done. Many of them.
You could be at one.
This is probably going to be one. But we have Fart Barf, who's kind of like our safety net. So you guys aren't wasting your time. And for those of you who might be here, who are like, I'm coming to the show, but I'm leaving because I don't like the idea of Fart Barf, you're wrong.
Who are
you
those,
must
who are
stick around.
Those people?
You have to.
And why
I
did they talk
we
like
only
that?
Guarantee
Fart
you that Fart Barf will be the best part of the night. Even if you were here for the Kevin Fat Smith's show earlier.
That's rude.
She's fired, Jesus.
Remember when I said
that? That's how it works in my head.
We've been here for 10 minutes.
I know.
And you're already talking shit.
I forget.
I told you you can't get drunk before the show. And remember when you said we're not going to interrupt?
This is water, bitch.
This is water. It was very pretentious. He's like, could I get some soda water?
Yeah, I ordered a soda water. Spritzer actually said spritzer. Is that bad?
You didn't say spritzer.
I said, can I get a little spritz?
We went to a Mexican restaurant before this show, and we were late, and Tyler was very worried about it, and I was secretly worried about it. Anderson, no big deal. Let's go. Now, Granted.
Oh, you're burning this story?
It's not a burn story.
Not a good story. Remember, we told you this is the old man story, not to tell it.
No, I was going to...
Just an hour ago, we said don't tell this story.
All right.
No, go ahead.
It involves that. It's not even a good story. It was just reminiscent of last night. Anderson and I went on a date and saw a play.
Thanks for the invite.
The play started at 8 o'clock. It was kind of a big deal to get there on time. And he wanted to get some food, and I just went along with it because I'm a puss.
Fuck you, you said you were starving.
I know. I'm pointing out to you that I said yes, and I didn't disagree with it. And then we went to the restaurant, and I was secretly mad at him, even though I didn't stand up for myself.
He's like a chick. He's the worst girlfriend I've ever had.
Because I'm sensitive.
Okay. And then what happened next?
And then I started to cry during the play, and I tried not to let him see me.
Oh, that's true. It was very sweet. We saw Osage County last night. August Osage County. Yep. Great play. Fantastic play.
It's a lighthearted rendition of My Mom. You don't know her.
Yeah, they haven't listened to you talk about her for the last 4 years.
You hit me with a baseball
bat. They know nothing about her.
Can we edit that out where I just said that?
No. So, Mike, you set this. Okay, well,
let's just try standing for a minute.
No, we're not standing.
We're gonna stand.
I'm not standing. It's weird.
Well, you know what we do is this. Cool guy. No. Cool guy. Oh, this is great!
This is better.
This is really good. This is nice. You can do that thing. You're
going to
do that.
So I have to be by the thing.
When you set this up, like 6 weeks ago, you said, what we're going to do, he must have said this to us at least a dozen times, we're going to do a show, we're going to come in, we're going to do a tight show, and the Far Park's going to play.
Mike's really into the tight hours.
And I've been asking him for a long time, what is a tight show? So, tell us. What does that mean?
I don't know. I was just making that up so we... Like plan, I wanted this to be like a professional show.
So far, so good. How do you do a professional show? I'm confused.
Tell us from your days as Mikey Carolina.
Let's not do that.
All right, so here's some.
I just totally blanked out. I don't know what we're doing.
Let's call it.
We're not doing a tight show. It's not possible. It's just not possible. There's a lot of tight shows out there.
These people didn't pay for a tight show.
They didn't pay for a tight
show. That's literally the last thing they want.
Loose, super loose.
Did it just occur to you guys, like it did to me, that we really have nothing to do?
No, I got stuff on my phone.
That's why I'm excited about this.
We never have anything to do.
If we had a script or something, I'd be so
nervous.
I'll
tell you what I did think of when we were driving over here, and I didn't want to burn it on you guys. You know that saying?
Oh, we burned some good stuff on the way.
We burned some good stuff.
We had to go pick this fucker up, because I forgot to bring it.
We basically stole this from Westwood One. Well, what company is it now?
What we're saying, man.
Oh, yo, they're here. Oh, we're going to need that back. I think we're okay.
Did you guys see Dr. Drew?
Yeah!
It burned that surprise.
Name dropper.
Did you see Taylor Williamson? You didn't? So, I was thinking, you know that thing? Well, I don't know if it's a parable or what it is, where it's the frog and the scorpion, they're trying to get across a river or something.
Yeah, I saw Drive. Good movie.
Well, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And the scorpion's like, let me have a ride, and I won't sting you. And the frog's like, you'll sting me. And then he gets on the ride, and the scorpion stings him. It occurred to me that this show is a disaster, and there's nothing we can do about it being a disaster. But that little rhyme or whatever that thing is that's supposed to teach you a lesson.
There's nothing rhyming in the story.
Doesn't it make more sense? Uh-huh. God, I hate that I started this now. Doesn't it make more sense that the frog is giving the scorpion a ride? Okay, the scorpion's like, give me a lift across the river.
Can you imagine if you were there on the shore and you saw a little frog tooling down the stream with
yes.
the scorpion
the
chilling
frog
on him?
Says
no,
yes.
Don't do it!
Doesn't this make more sense? The frog says yes, I'll give you a ride. And then the frog jumps, as frogs do, and the scorpion flies off and drowns. And the scorpion's like, why'd you do that? And he's like, I'm a frog. Doesn't that make more sense than the scorpion biting the frog or stinging the frog?
So you're rewriting, like, parables?
But doesn't that make more sense?
I think Aesop is going to be very upset.
The scorpion would fly off the back.
Is this the tight show that we're talking about?
That's the best part of the show, right there. You have to break it down.
All right, so we've had a number of listeners into the studios over the years. Not that many. We try not to anymore.
Six.
Because we're worried about our safety. We're worried about their safety because our security guards are actually that scary. Like, they really do attack some of our... like, Reggie. We wanted to have Reggie come here tonight, but we're terrified of Reggie finding out about the show.
I wanted Reggie to come. He said no.
No, I like the idea of him being here, but what if he finds out like how to use an iPhone and finds the show? We're fucked. He's supposed to protect us. But the point is...
You think Reggie would make it through like more than 10 minutes of this? To where we actually talk about him? It's about 50 minutes into the show.
That's true.
Where I have to run out and make sure the speakers are turned off so he can't hear them.
We were at the disco having dinner earlier, which, by the way, was the best tacos I've ever had. they were setting up for a band, and they were all non-English speaking, except for us. And none of us spoke Spanish, obviously. I just went tacos
four times.
Hmm?
I speak a terrible little amount of Spanish, and I thought it'd be like so patronizing if I was those are bases. Yeah, Tecate is.
So we just immediately
point, just
went.
Point to the fucking.
Oh, that's not insult. Yeah.
Well, she's like, what? She didn't know.
Our first idea, which we spent about a minute talking about, was we should do a show there.
I think we should. It's a pretty sweet place. They got bongo drums.
I then raised the point that we should not talk about this on the show because the people who came out to the actual first live show would not like to just hear a discussion about, hey, the next live show is going to be great.
That's probably good.
Wait till you guys go to that one. Plus, the improv has got to be stoked to hear you talking about the next show somewhere else.
It's a very valid point. Very valid point. Now, we're talking about doing it at various improvs, right, Mike? Always improvs. All right. But
it's
what
never
going to
happen
is,
after this, right?
People that come to the show and they see it in person, usually they sit there, like this guy right here, and they're just like, this sucks. What's going on?
Oh, you've never heard, like, the show?
No, I'm just saying the way he was looking right there. Like,
that
just
brings up a good question. How many people here have never heard
us? Oh, that's a terrible
before?
Question.
There's one right there. I see some more hands. All right, we'll check in with you guys in about, right, I don't know, 40 minutes.
Hey,
whoever brought you is very brave.
You guys want to know? You want to know who has a better question than that one?
Or the person that brought you does not want to be friends anymore. This might be their way of telling you.
You're not gonna do it?
Really?
You're not.
I got a question later. Don't worry about that. I got it covered.
So, anyways, yeah, that was one of the many concerns. But it's so far so good. And other than the fact I can't see you, fuckers, I'm very excited. We're gonna see you all out there later. Selfless Howard.
We can see the people in the front row.
Shameless plug. Mike will be selling his shirts for dirt cheap, $10 a piece after the program.
I want to dump those things.
I will be selling these. I only have like 10, and they're going for 20 because I'm doubling them. And we have plenty of After Disaster shirts. Finally, they're finally here. And we didn't use markers.
And they're good. They look good.
And Scott by Scott, who is here, he's very hammered.
He's sitting back there.
Scott
he's the
has
one
had some drinks.
Them, and I will pay you one day. So
more like Scotch by Scotch, am I right?
Yes.
Hey, there it is.
Are you driving, by the way? Oh, I just want to be.
What
I just want to be
in our audience.
Christ.
I drove drunk from here 10 years every night. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, let's get off that.
That's good.
Let's talk about something even maybe more embarrassing, Mikey. Why don't you tell everybody what you did last weekend?
Oh,
I don't know.
You spent it with a couple people who are here tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't need to tell you guys that I have some mental issues, and I have anxiety, and I have little mini breakdowns.
Wait, what?
It was 4th of July, and I thought, I want to spend this alone, which I did. Then I noticed Dr. Drew's wife posted a picture of the beach, and I went, where are you guys? And they told us. And I went,
you!
Told me.
Yeah, don't
and I
do
went,
not drag
see
us into
see
this.
It later. And I drove down there, invited myself, and she said, we're having dinner at 7.
I like
went,
you people.
I'll be there. And then I sat across the table from them in a romantic restaurant on Laguna Beach, having dinner. And I asked Dr. Drew why you're here, and he said, we're having some family time. Because I've been away a long time, he goes, doing my husbandly duties. And it didn't even occur to me that I was imposing, and then I kept asking his wife, why are you in such a bad mood?
I don't know, maybe because a deranged man from Los Angeles has crashed our 4th of July weekend.
Did I change that at all?
No, that's exactly how he told me, and I was horrified. But what was weird is when he was telling me this, he was just telling me, like, matter of fact, like the way that he went to buy a newspaper at the stand or something, like, nothing strange about it.
Even
like, Mike,
better,
do you realize everything you're telling me right now is horrifying?
Even better is when the bill came, I didn't even try to pay it.
The thing that upsets me the most is now you guys have both spent intimate holidays with the Pinskys. You had Christmas.
I spent Christmas.
You had 4th of July.
Uh-huh. Is that an intimate holiday, what are we the 4th doing? Of July? Really
there
intimate?
There was no fireworks that weekend for them.
Hey, hey!
Oh, shit!
I don't want to bring this to this
screeching halt.
Yeah.
Go ahead, give it a shot.
I just made a decision whether I like the live show better, and I don't, because I don't like people looking at me. This is, I don't know what to do. Like at the other show, I'd just be like,
I'm looking at you.
I know. The camera's on. I feel like I'm sitting weird.
My this was in the studio. You'd be taking notes into your phone, into the microphone, like a Thursday night.
He's doing like this. Like, I'm like, Mike, I'm trying to talk to you right now, not talk to your goddamn camera.
You know what I forgot to do? I brought my own microphone because I'm afraid of germs, and I forgot to hook it up. Who knows what's on this? What's on this, Dr. Drew, by the way?
These are brand new, right?
Leave Drew alone.
Is there any way I'm going to get something?
Sure. In my medical opinion, sure.
I'm going with this one. Looks cleaner.
So I wanted to play a game with the audience, but I don't know if it's going to work because I can't see you. And it went like this. Like, I need all of you to look down. And then when I ask this question, if the answer is yes, you look up. All right? So everyone look down. And on the count of three, you look up if the answer is yes. Do any of you have a piggy for me after the show? Look up now on one, two, three. No one looked up!
Oh,
I got somebody. Okay, cool.
I didn't hear that question.
Piggy time. I found somebody with a piggy after the show.
Anyone bring smelling salts?
The game's
salts?
Over. Game's over.
I forgot the show to a dark place.
We did talk about bringing 200-something smelling salts for everybody, but that was far more planning than we were interested in doing.
Hey,
clearly.
Is Nathan Hamill here?
Would you stop calling people out?
Let's just ask if every person that we think might be here is here.
Not to call
one by one.
I thought someone was coming up behind me. I'm like, what's happening? I owe you an apology because you bought a print from me, and...
What
is
happening
here? You can do this after the show.
I got it. There's a problem, though, with it, but I have it. Oh, my God, I forgot the candy cane. I was going to give the candy cane away from 2 years ago.
Boo.
No, it's upstairs. I'll go get it.
Oh, boo-hoo.
That's Robert De Niro.
I know, that wasn't the one I wanted. I wanted the people in jail. It sounds like people in jail, right? Am I crazy? Wow, apparently no one thinks it sounds like people in jail. All right, fine. I guess I am crazy.
Who did the most touristy thing while you were here?
Well,
did anybody come and check out LA and just go do something cool or something we recommended? Did anybody hike? Farmer's Market?
Oh, did you sit on the towels? No, no towels. Come on.
The towels? I'm lost.
The towels?
What are you talking about?
This is your story. I haven't even been there.
Towels?
You could go and get the towels at Farmer's Market to sit out and tan.
Yeah. We're going to do a show from there.
I found a note that I made for this show. I was at that deli next door. And there was a gay couple in there.
You're putting the deli on blast right now?
There was a gay couple in there, and one of the dudes told me, we're thinking of having kids, and I went, get kids. And no response. That happened.
Did you just walk out after that?
I stood there waiting for my little mimosa things to come out, and I was like, well, I'll just totally never come back.
So there's a chance they might have kids now, because I think you're like a
sign. Get kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably thought you were like some trafficker. You're like, you mean?
I don't think so.
Get kids.
I didn't say buy. Buy. You're going to buy kids. Smith Movies here? Oh, yeah, I saw her.
Anyone else?
Is this just
like
a thing you're going to pepper throughout the show?
You know, there's a couple people out there like going, I hope he's
not. I know. Now that you've mentioned people, if you don't mention those people, they're going to be
Leah's
pissed.
Leah's here. Brittany's here.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to continue?
Katie's here.
This is the part of the show where we just say who's at the show. This is a new thing. We've never done that about the show before.
We couldn't have done it before. All right, so I got a pretty great random fact for everybody.
This was teased on the last show.
Now, I love names. The fact that names, you have to have names, right? But the fact that it's strange to me that no one knows where names come from. And
that's not true. Some people know.
Like, okay. Like Los
Mueller,
Angeles.
Miller.
Like America, people know why America came, right? Because of the dude that was like, Columbus is
a man.
It shook my head when I had no idea. Like, oh yeah.
But like Phoenix, does anyone know why Phoenix is called Phoenix? Because I know it's hot, but I mean, no one
I thought you said
origin.
Fetus.
Phoenix.
I was like, no one is named Fetus.
All right, like, groups of people. Like, where do names of groups of people come from?
Pabst, yeah, there we go.
Well, Pabst's got a good origin. It's got a good story and a backstory. But okay, like the gays, I don't know why gays call themselves gays. But I know why lesbians call themselves lesbians now.
Why?
I'm going to tell a story. I figured it out. It's pretty good. All right, so there's an island in Greece called Lesbos. Wait, you guys all know this already?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, really? I was so excited.
We'd be such great teachers. All right, kids, I've got something fascinating to tell you.
Do they teach you this in school? Because my school is conservative or something. I didn't learn shit.
Fourth grade is nothing but Isle of Lesbos. It's an entire year.
All right, smarty pants. All right, do you guys know this, though?
We're in bad shape, though, guys, because the answer is like, if we get in trouble, I've got an interesting fact that's going to blow people's minds.
I have
and
an
it's
interesting
very
fact.
Long.
I think this microphone is not as loud as this one.
Never would you let the microphone to the
you should stereo.
I'm still reeling that I called Kevin Smith fat. I'm sorry.
I
apologize.
He's a very nice man. He did take naps during the 4 minute breaks of Loveline.
You're not making it better by revealing like secrets.
He had 4 minutes and he took naps.
He's a very nice man.
That sounds efficient to me.
He is a very nice man.
And then you said something bad about him. And I said he had narcolepsy and you said no.
Well, he
selective.
Fell asleep.
He has selective.
Yeah, he got to fall asleep when he wanted to fall asleep. But okay, so here's the deal. The people that live on the island in Lesbos over there, in 2008, a bunch of them got together and they tried to sue the gay and lesbian group for using the name lesbians because they thought that it was, and I quote, they said it violates their human rights and then it disgraces them all around the world. What the fuck's wrong with the people that actually live in Lesbos? That's brutal, right?
Maybe they like just got the internet or something.
But anyways, I thought it was very interesting.
I'm now finding it hard to believe.
Who did they think they were going to sue? Like anyone who's ever used that phrase is going to send them a check?
A cease and desist. Like, hey, we're the only lesbians allowed, all right?
Maybe they're suing the flannel shirt making company.
Speaking of
shirts. I know that wasn't funny, but I said it. I know.
I was trying to save you, but
Can I tell my frog and scorpion thing again?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, let's try that again. Let's just rewind that.
So the wives are here.
The wives are here,
yeah.
That's what I said. Ow!
People married us.
They're
not about people. Two women.
I don't know where you are, Jillian, but I hope this is almost as good as when I took you to Disneyland a couple years ago. She actually said that. I'm excited, but not like excited like we're going to Disneyland.
Oh, that was a callback to Thursday night.
This show is not going to be as entertaining to her as waiting in long lines in a hot, sweaty theme park, which I happen to love. But I don't go on rides.
You all right?
It's hot.
Do you guys want to have a conference without the sound system for a minute to see what we should talk about?
What?
Feels like we should stop and regroup.
What?
Does it feel that way to you?
Are you saying we should start a show
I'm
over?
I'm freaking out all of a sudden. Like, oh my God, we really do have nothing to talk about. Oh, Jesus Christ. I want to take a poll.
What poll do you want to take?
I got a poll, that day.
Lay it on me.
Why is he holding up so well?
I don't know. You know what? I don't like that we're not facing each other.
Wait, why is he holding up so well?
I don't like this whole thing. I don't like sitting like this. It looks like I'm hunching.
I usually sit like this, okay? It's fine, though. We'll adjust.
I'm going to stand.
All about adjustment.
I've picked up that terrible habit that you do, by the way, that sitting with your knee.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, what a coincidence. Like the knee that I blew out is the knee that you do that with.
I'm going to stand off the side, too.
All right, I got a pull, Tyler. Sure. Are you prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you holding up so well?
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to
call it. Are you on drugs?
All right, I was fucking with you. I'm not going to do that to you. I promise. I promise you I wouldn't do it, so I'm not going to do it. But I do have a poll. Okay, so it comes with a hypothetical.
You should have just held up a poll. That would have been a great joke. Everyone would have stood up and applauded.
I know I'm an asshole, and I know I do things that are antisocial. And as the wife might say.
Yeah, fuck everybody.
Asshole.
I was sitting right over there probably about 6-7 years ago. We were looking for a new co-host of Loveline, and I was actually sent here to watch talent, and I was supposed to meet with a certain comedian. I'm not going to say his name.
Who.
I'm not going to say. But he was on stage here tonight, and I met him beforehand, and he was a smart comedian, so he got me a little liquored up beforehand so that I could laugh more, I guess, at his jokes, because he wasn't that funny. And there was a comedian that came on before him who was known as Kramer back in the day. Michael Richards is his name. And he was on stage here. This was 2 weeks before the N-word incident that he had. I'm not going to say what I say instead of the
public
N-word.
N-word. Here. Yeah. Sure, he's had thousands of private ones.
So he's up here.
I wish I wouldn't have said that. He's super. I have nothing.
Speaking of which, our next shirts, you should buy our shirts tonight because our next shirts, they're going to be much more avant-garde and much more offensive. It's just going to be the N-word spelled out, making a swastika. It's the most offensive shirt we could think of, and that's probably what
Now we have a cartoon recreation of those kids getting killed by that guy.
He just went way too far.
Now, boo!
Hey, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it when I was on the show.
Oh, wait, there's two of them. Okay, who here was legitimately traumatized by that episode? Okay. Wow, we really changed people's lives with that
one. Thanks for recovering. Thanks for coming back. That's very nice.
Did we make it up to you with the live births? Was that? That was worse, right? Oh, the turtle. Hey.
Okay, honest to God, the turtles having sex was by far the sweetest, cutest thing ever heard, right?
What? Oh, the turtles having sex? That was pretty good. That was thanks to Rune and Lindsay who are here. They showed me, so they get mad whenever I talk about it, and they're like, we showed you that. So I'm sitting over there.
What?
Michael Richards is on stage, right? I'm liquored up because this comedian really wants to be the co-host with Drew and Loveline. And we're sitting there quietly. My wife, who was not my wife at the time, she's sitting there with me. And I say, my wife. And Kramer's not really doing it for me. He's not really doing a whole lot of funnies up here, and he's kind of struggling. And I love Seinfeld, so I yelled out, Pig Man! Thinking it would be kind of funny.
Why?
Plus, I'm liquored up.
The dude, I've almost said the guy's name numerous times now, and I've told this story on the show, but now that we're sitting right here and it happened right over there, it's
there's a
cool.
chance he might be here.
I think he's out of the
there
business.
Is.
I think he's out of the business. But he looked at
no,
my wife.
Not.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
Kyle Cease.
Oh my God, you're gone. Fuck! You idiot!
Sorry.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Now I'm the bad guy. I said so much stuff before. You don't.
Is the story over? Or do we get to hear the end?
Sorry.
It wasn't Kyle C. Okay.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
He just looked at my wife and he says, "Was that Anderson?" And she just said, mortified. But she's still married. I don't know why.
You didn't say anything bad about him.
I said plenty bad. Lots bad leading up to that. Mm.
Really?
How
he said he wanted to be on the longest running nationally syndicated call-in advice show in the country. What's so bad about that?
There's no need for it.
Who do you think sticks their foot in their mouth more, you or myself?
I think I might beat you.
Foot? More like my leg.
I have more opportunities, yeah.
Yours is more brutal.
Just last week, I don't know if Emily's here. Sex with Emily here?
Yeah!
Oh my God, Anderson said you weren't going to make it. I'm making it
the back of the entire
there's a foot in your
Anderson
mouth.
Anderson said there's no fucking way she's going to
do it. Emily had a client in just last week. And
oh my God,
I
now
Emily,
I'm freaked out that Emily's here.
Would you stop it?
Did you just realize?
No, because I think maybe she's under the impression that we have a good show.
Well, joke's on you.
Let's get on your buttons.
I really think that.
Here, man.
My bloody buttons.
How do like really
buttons.
I know I'm a little overweight, but how do like really heavy comedians hack it up here? This is fucking brutal.
I don't know.
Oh, Rune Kincaid's in the house. All right, so Emily had a client in last week. Client and the first thing I say is, "Hi, good to meet you, client. Hi, Emily. It's so nice to see you, Emily. Not angry like you usually are." And the client's just like looking at me and looking at her. And she's like,
"You
like,
said
I'm sorry.
That?
Yes. I don't know why."
What? What kind of thing is that to say to somebody?
As I'm saying, and I'm like, why is this coming out of your mouth? I don't know. It's like a sickness.
You are truly, in your heart, one of the kindest people I know.
Thank you very
I mean
much.
That. But you're also, now and then, you have these little, there's these little moments where you're like, I'm like, what a fucking asshole. I mean, a complete asshole. Like you, it's not. There's not even any leeway there. You're a complete asshole sometimes. Now and then.
Can I get a drink?
But you have a very big heart, and you're very kind.
Thank you.
To some people.
I was crying when I was killing ants just last night.
You were killing ants last night?
Well, there was a bunch of them in the house. In the kitchen.
I'm trying so hard not to make an aunt's and uncle's joke. It's so hard.
Oh.
So hard.
All right, I'm not going to say that.
What's weird is, what do you
that
do
was such a cop-out that
right,
I just did.
Brought the ones in stands, because this is weird.
I wanted the stands ones. Yeah,
like holding it up to your mouth the entire time. It's weird. All right,
so, speaking of asshole, here we go. I want to pull.
And this looks like I'm not even in the show.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to chime.
My mom used to do that.
With this.
What?
I don't like that my
what
back
does that
is
mean?
To you guys. Should we move back all the way?
You know,
no.
There's a documentary about the improv. It's called 50 Years Behind the Brick Wall.
Let's move right? back.
It's a good documentary, it is.
What's
funny is there is no Why? Behind the brick wall because we had to stand there like weirdos while the intro was playing and it was uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I was in the bathroom
like,
and I said, wait for me, and you guys left me. And then I came down the hallway on that side, and you weren't there. And I came in the hallway
because
that
the
way,
open.
And you weren't there.
We're going to replay that open. The, our friend Taylor did a lot of good work for that, and it actually sounded kind of overmodulated. I'm not a very good sound guy at all.
It's fine. You've only been in radio for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. It's tough craft. But it was overmodulated.
Minus 10
You'll
dBs, brah.
We're going to play the
two
full
more
thing.
Hours to go with this.
Anyone, we got 20 minutes. Anyone who listens to the show will appreciate the work that Taylor did. And we'll play it on the next episode because it has a lot of history of the show. And we
it is
to
awesome.
Play it tonight, but it went on 5 minutes. We don't want you guys just sitting there. Thank God after we.
You would have just been staring at this wall, listening to the song with weird dialogue over it. You would have got a little restless.
How many people came from out of state for this heinousness?
I see.
I can't see.
How many people came out of country?
Crazy fuckers.
Oh, look at the lights.
How many people came from out of state?
Are you serious? You didn't hear that? Hey, are those lights bugging you guys back there? Let's leave them on.
Yeah.
I like that.
This guy likes everything. I'm into this guy. Every single thing we say, he's really into it.
The grandfather,
antisocial.
The grandfather of the show is here. The guy that is responsible for this whole thing. That's Mickey. Mickey's the one who introduced me to Mike. None of this would be happening to any of you right now. So I walk in.
Thanks, Mickey.
Hypothetical. I walk into a diner, right, to be seated, and a tall, spindly man is going to take. No, not me. It's hypothetical. He's going to take me. Not me. Hypothetical.
What is the story?
I'm sucking my stomach in. Like, does it look like I'm being casual?
I just picture Drew saying, "Anderson, shut up, Mike, talk more." So I freaked out for a second. And it was probably happening. I'm reading your mind, Drew.
The club said we could do this once a month, by the way. I don't think that's going to be happening.
All right, hypothetical.
That makes them all feel really special.
You walk into a diner, right? And a tall, spindly man, a host comes over to take you to your booth, right? And you're like, thank you very much. And you're following him. He has little menus. All of a sudden, out of left field, this woman comes and intercepts him and starts talking. And you can't understand what she's saying. She's going a mile a minute. And you're just standing there with somebody else, maybe your wife. And you're like, awkward and uncomfortable. And you're like, what do I do? And you look and your wife is uncomfortable and you're standing there. Now, here's the poll that I want to do. A, you wait there like an asshole for him to stop talking to this woman for at least 60 seconds. B, you say, I got this, and you take the menus and you take the last three steps to the booth.
You take the menus out of his hand?
Or C, yeah.
That's weird.
Or C,
you turn on your phone and start making your own podcast.
I don't
criticizing them? That's what I do.
Or C, you accost the woman. Who would do A and just stand there like I don't want to say an asshole because I'm leading the witness, but like who would just stand there and wait?
I would be definitely the guy standing there.
Yeah, how many people clapping?
100%, you're my people.
I would wait too.
Lauren staring at me like, you're going to do something?
How many people would help everyone out in the situation to say, I got this, and take the last two steps and take the menus? How many people?
That guy.
And how many people would accost a woman and say, what are you doing? He was going to see this. You can talk to him after you're done. Yeah, good. Because I did B, and I got in a lot of trouble for it.
From your wife?
Yeah.
Jillian, I know you don't want to come up here, but just give me a yes or no answer and be sincere. That's not a yes or no. How often are you? Do you get upset with Anderson when he's confrontational?
Yes. Okay. The sad part is I'm not even confrontational when I'm with her, and I'm not with her very often.
Because a friend of mine who I hang out, I spend a lot of time with, she got mad at me for being confrontational with people. And she told me once when I was about to pick a fight with a woman behind me at Cirque du Soleil, she's like, if you say one word, I'm leaving. I'm like, I gave her my phone to videotape it. I go, videotape this. And now she's become so comfortable if we're going somewhere, she's just flipping people off left and right. Like, fuck you, cocksucker. She literally yells at people, fuck you, cocksucker. And I go, all they did was put on their blinker because they want to turn in the driveway. Fuck them. And I had to tell her, you can't do that from my car because you're not my girlfriend and I'm not fighting for you. For no reason.
Valid point.
It would be funny if the guy's like, get out of the fucking car, and you're just in this front like, hey, fucking, hey. She's on her own. I don't know how to do
it. Just friends, I kick her out.
Oh, shit. We heard you screaming on the phone today in traffic, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
We were having a nice little conversation.
The C word might have been bandied about.
Screamed.
It's on the corner right here of Crescent Heights and Melrose, and a woman was crossing the street, and she was a tourist. And she wanted to take a picture of the outside of the Fred Siegel building, like that's even a fucking tourist attraction. And she stopped in the street during traffic and sat there trying to focus her phone. And I was like,
no, that's not what you did.
That's not.
I did not know what you did.
I yelled at her. And
I guess doing this is acceptable.
We had called Mike on speakerphone in my car, and you sounded okay. Like we'd been very worried about you based on the text message that we had all been sending throughout the day. It was a very
tough day. Yeah, it was very tense.
Very stressful day for Mike. But he sounded okay on the phone until he was like, yeah, I'm just setting up some stuff. You goddamn son of a bitch, you got me to the street, oh man! I almost swerved off the road.
I got into character
It was terrifying.
I'll explain it. You guys just go see August Asuch County. And
tonight's the last night, so it's tough. Why don't you guys come around here so we can all use the table?
Because I don't want to have my back to that many people.
That's a good point.
Wait.
I'm already uncomfortable with how many people can see the side of me.
There we go.
Nice, right? Are we all like ex-snipers?
I don't like people looking at my double chin and they can totally see it. I'm sucking in my stomach and trying not to have a double chin.
You want my ice? You can have it. That was rolling around in my mouth, but please enjoy.
All right, so how many of you have seen Fart Barf before?
That sucks. We were hoping nobody, so that would be a good experience. Well, they're doing all ballads tonight.
How many are here for Fart Barf tonight?
Get out. Come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, they don't come on for half an hour.
Now I'm freaked out that you guys are here.
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, holy
that's
shit,
a good question.
Great fucking
point. Now I don't want to do this because there's people that don't know us.
I feel like a buffer might be good. And we have a fourth mic.
Oh.
I see a fourth chair there.
There is a fourth chair.
Where's our boy?
Peep Game.
Oh, no. Is
Peep
he here?
Game. He's back there. He's hiding. He's wearing
JLC, a hoodie. JLC, let's make some money, boy.
Let's peep some game.
Come on, JLC.
Peep Game, get up
Come
here.
Come on. Come on.
This was not planned
oh
at
my
all.
God, I can't believe this is happening.
It's happening. We're all meeting JLC for the first time.
Why are you running away?
He's got... Okay. Holy shit.
It's okay.
I'm like nervous right now.
I'm sorry for all the
nervous.
Horrible names
hey,
I called you.
Holy shit, it's you! You shouldn't wear that, dude. Didn't you hear about
that? Oh, that's Trayvon? A little close.
Shut off.
I'm just kidding.
The hood, man.
Let me ask you a question. Are you high right now? Because if you're not, your videos are a big letdown.
That's not a question.
No!
What?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
What are you doing, dude? Oh, dude! The wing shoes!
You're not wearing the sweet kicks.
Where are the
JLC?
Wing shoes?
Are we judging?
Pow, son! Pow, son! This is actually really, really exciting. It's very, very exciting. For those of you who may not be in the know, which are a few of you were dragged here by your partners, apparently, Tyler found JLC on the internets because he's young and he likes to look at those things a lot.
I like to go on Red Edit.
He likes to go on a Red Edit a lot. And he found this video of this young man in a closet. Were you in a closet? Literally, in a closet?
Yeah. That's a good... There's a microphone.
You want to spit?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
And you had been in the Philippines for 8 days, was it?
8 months.
8 months, no. Damn.
Our boy hadn't gotten his smoke on in 8 months.
You hadn't smoked weed in a long time, right?
Yeah,
so
like that.
You were making a video of yourself smoking weed for the first time to yes. post on YouTube, right?
As one yeah. does. Yeah. I mean, we've all been there, right?
And it was...
Mike's just taking snaps.
But he does during the show.
I used to make videos of myself popping pills.
After the trip to the Philippines, or just...
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Okay, that's great.
And you entertained us greatly, and I was very confused as to why Tyler brought it in, and...
Because it was great, is why I brought it in.
Well,
it was fantastic.
I was confused at the time. So since then, we've brought you up quite a bit. You have broken your ankle on television.
Yes.
World famous for that.
Get to it, because this is boring the fuck out of people that don't know about the show.
Did you bring the Civic here? Did you drive the Civic here?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You can hear it goes, hey, JLC's here. Yeah, buddy. Peep Game.
So you got anything anything you'd like to say? Or I'm sorry, I really wanted to meet you, and I was afraid to meet you, just, like, meet you.
In the alley?
Yeah. So I'm sorry that I used the crowd as a buffer.
As was I.
Well, it's pretty crazy that I'm up here at the Improv. Like, I never knew that.
Fuck the Improv. After the disaster, how about that?
Like, I never thought like this would happen ever in my life. Like, this is crazy. So, it's pretty cool.
Get even. What do we do to him? He loves us. JLC.
Yeah, I love you guys. Like, I'm a big fan of you guys. Like, after you guys discovered
me, JLC's a sweet kid. He really is. And
you
he's
guys are.
What? I thought it like added something. Oh.
They're fighting back! Oh no!
They're turning!
They've come home to roost!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So yes, it's great to meet you. And I used to say that I would pay $50 to go to a party where you are, and it's kind of ironic that you had to pay $20 to come see us. But it's finally happened, and it's actually happened, and I look forward to, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette after the show. You can have some weed if you like, right. and we'll talk a little bit.
Okay.
But we're not
get me in trouble.
What?
They do it out in the back or something.
It's not gonna do it in here.
All right, thank you very much, Chelsea.
Nice to meet you.
That was fun, and you made it feel bad.
What's that?
That was fun.
That was fun. That was like a big payoff.
We should talk about him, even though he's right there. That was kind of scary. Like, my body's natural reaction was like, all right. Just in case I need to bolt.
I got nothing left on my phone, so there's that.
I got nothing.
Okay, all right. That's great. That's fantastic. Oh, we got that. We got the care package from Misty.
Right. We spent an entire fucking episode talking about.
Yeah. So, I don't know. She sent me a hunting game, sort of like a big buck hunter for PS3. And Laura and I thought it'd be a good idea to like get a little drunk last night and play a shooting game. It is a terrifying experience playing that game. I played two modes of it. The first mode, and this is a sweet, like, actual, like, rifle. It's, like, comes in two pieces.
Sorry, I was just picturing myself married to Lauren. All I'd want to do is get drunk and make sweet love to her. No video games.
Dude, you can't hear from back here.
I know. It's weird,
this
right?
is awful. We can't hear anything. What did you just say? Let's Everyone laughed. I have no idea what you said.
He said he was thinking about my wife naked or something like that.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing.
We've all been there. Anyways, so we fired up this game.
You guys
game.
Know I have crushes on both your wives, right?
You know they're here, right?
That's why he's saying it. They have vaginas, so yes. I know that.
What's that?
This is the part of the show where we all don't become friends anymore.
Hey, I was just joking. I was trying to make be lighthearted.
Tell us more about your brand new video game.
So,
because your wife's got to go home and play fucking video games with you. That's horrible. Horrible.
She was for it, Lauren, right? Am I making this up? Yeah, okay. No, yep.
You're just saying that because you're going to stay married.
Okay, so.
Can I just say there's a guy over here with a beard who's freaking me the fuck out because I can tell that he's judging.
And oh my like, God, I didn't see that guy.
You see him right there? The entire show, I'm just thinking that guy.
I totally didn't see that guy. Now I'm freaked out. Did you know what this was, sir?
I swear to God,
did you know what this was?
Right,
yes.
Yeah. He's like, I've made a huge mistake.
He reminds me of a guy who used to be in charge of Loveline.
I'll see if I can get your money back.
Okay, there's something about that circle over there, because that's where I yelled
out.
They
didn't know what this was.
I know, I could tell. He's not enjoying himself at all.
Now I'm not enjoying myself.
The good thing is he's sitting right under spotlight, so he's all we can see.
I wanted the lights on. Now I regret it, along with all my other decisions in life.
Oh, the next show, is it illegal to do it like in the dark? Because the next show will be...
Yeah, it's illegal. The police will come.
What if
hey,
we're
are all these
here,
lights
though?
Off in here? You better fucking turn that shit on. What?
There is a chance the police are going to come this evening
but
for
I
Far
think
Park.
There might be like a fire hazard. A fire hazard. All right, so go ahead and tell us more about your video game.
You're making this story way longer than it should be.
Let me just try to get out of this being uncomfortable in regards to what I said about Lauren and Jillian.
Yeah, let's try to get out of it.
If you guys took that seriously, I'm kind of serious, but I apologize if that's going to affect our friendship.
It's been affecting it for 2 years now. Hey, tonight's a full moon, like a super fucking full moon, right? What the hell? If I knew that, I would not have
said
that.
We spare no expense as the after disaster. We got you guys a beautiful sunset. We got you the super moon. It's fantastic.
From super working
moon's
on
bullshit, by the way. I've been there twice. It's twice.
We're working on Loveline for 15 years, over 15 years now, with the lovely Dr. Drew, don't play the music, but I just would like to say that I'm very fortunate to be in a position where I work with Drew, who's a very kind man and a good guy, and he puts up with my shit. There's many people with his ilk and power that would have had Angry Anderson removed years ago. So I appreciate that, Drew.
Cut to Monday.
Sunday. Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah. But the full moon nights on Loveline are crazy.
Wait, you guys are on Sunday?
Sunday through Thursday, Mikey.
Jesus Christ.
I knew that.
So the bearded guy did not like what you just said at all. He's like, he was finally talking about something I understood, Dr. Drew. And
would
now
it,
this
would it be
real.
Better if Dr. Drew had a long conversation with you to make your night worthwhile?
Yeah, let's
try
just
not
pimp,
to lay your
just pimp out
about.
Dr. Drew. It's fine.
So full moons bring out the crazies in our callers, is what I'm saying. So.
Same wolf.
All right, so video game. You shoot wolves?
Yeah, well, so the first game mode I played, I didn't know what I was getting myself
You're
into.
You're really doing it? Okay.
I chose one player, whatever. All of a sudden, this really hard rock, like heavy metal kicks it. And the game starts, it's like, here you go. And there's just tigers and lions and all this crazy shit just running at me.
You have to shoot tigers?
Yes, it's terrifying. And heavy metal was playing, and my TV was way too loud. It was frightening. So I was like, I am not playing this game mode again. It was terrible. I kept getting these scratches on the screen. It was very bad for my health. So I tried the other one. It's called like it has some sort of like very passive name, like target shooting or something like that. I'm like, oh, that sounds better. Let's just,
this,
you know.
This one's babies.
So essentially, so I go into that mode.
Did
and
you
I
say
choose
sexually?
Essentially.
Yes. Oh. So I choose like the first level, it's called Easy or whatever. I'm like, all right, let's go to the Easy Serengeti or whatever. The game starts. I'm like, oh shit, here we go.
It's baby tigers.
In the first 20 seconds, I murdered like 20 antelope, 13 zebras, an elephant, 3 lions, tigers, doves, warthogs. It is the most intense, terrifying.
Warthogs?
Yes, there's warthogs. And
no one gives a shit if you kill a warthog.
And you, well, okay, fine. You have 2 guns, and you can easily switch between a like 12 gauge shotgun and then like a long scope. It is this.
You know
intense.
Who probably knows about that game? JLC.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It is weird. Like, for some reason, playing Big Buck Hunter, it's like, just shoot some deer.
We
and it's,
really.
It's nice.
Talking about video games.
Did you feel a sense of power?
Are they like old? Do you know? Are they old? Is it old? Really old?
No, it's like a year old. All right. Okay. Does anyone know the game I'm talking about?
Yeah. Did you feel a sense of power?
One person. Yeah, it's terrifying.
Me, I'm the one who sent it.
Oh, Misty!
Here!
Hi.
Hi, Misty.
Like this, but lots of lions dying. It's
now
very sad.
It.
Lionesses and lions. That was the scary horror one.
There's one that's worse where you're trying to survive while lions are like eating your face.
Happened to me. It was terrifying. So please, I mean, I guess if you want, keep sending me scary video games. I have a PS3 and an Xbox 360, so yeah, you know, if you'd like.
Did you feel any sense of power killing lions?
No, I felt so bad. Like, I was like, I am just, the amount of animals I killed could have covered
that.
All the floors, the walls, the ceilings. This place could have been decked out in safari print, which would have been a weird thing to do for the show.
Were you?
Talk about power.
let's talk about power.
Always from this side. This side's good. Well, I like the shoutouts. I like the yelling out. But were you imbibing or using anything that JLC?
I had some wine. I had a fair amount of wine. Maybe
as most hunters do.
Yeah.
I think they do.
I was also thinking before he fucking blows a moose.
I was also thinking.
Off.
Imagine if you're on like a helicopter, you know, safari, like a tour of the
already
of the Serengeti,
scared. Already
and you
scared.
Look down and yeah. There's this one lone man murdering generations of animals. Bam, 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 bam. Fuck you, lions. Fuck you, zebras.
It's a video game.
Well, I have mixed feelings. Because if I lived there, I'd be glad they're gone.
Why?
Because I'm afraid of things.
In what scenario is Mike Carano living in the wilds of Africa?
In some places, I think lions are like spiders. Sort of.
How?
Like if you live out there and like, oh, this is, they're not.
Will you please come up?
If you lived in some region that had lions or tigers or what, any kind of big
there,
cat
there's pretty much one region where there's lions and tigers.
If I lived where there were millions of snakes and somebody was killing them, I'd be like, eh, it's kind of good. Right?
Well, fuck snakes, right? I mean, we can all get behind that.
Tyler, start playing the music.
I know. Is it time?
I mean, it feels like it.
We gotta. If we stopped now, we'd have done a tight hour. So
this
we definitely.
This wasn't tight.
This definitely.
Quick question.
I really feel like we haven't pulled our weight.
Carmen?
Yeah, where's Marcus? And Marcus, are you here?
No, Marcus, he had to work tonight. Fake Marcus is here.
All right, how about this?
Let's take questions.
Is Brian Bishop here? That motherfucker. That motherfucker. Yeah. All right. All right, yeah, we would love to actually take some. We have time, right? Can we do so? Oh, wait, hold on. Open and honest.
Yay!
Here's the part of the show where we will answer almost any question, both openly and honestly.
This is the most uncomfortable open and honest we could possibly have.
I said almost. So I guess what, is it against the law for people to come up?
As long as you don't turn the lights off, you're fine.
So if you have an open and honest and you got some, you're right there, you want to just yell it out then?
Yeah, I'll just yell it out.
No. It's a letdown. But I'm mad at her for not being mad at me.
Yeah, she was kind of the bitch.
She flipped out. I flipped out. I was in the wrong in the beginning, and then she was in the wrong second half.
Girls are supposed to come for you.
And she said, our friendship is over, and I will never speak to you again, and she left.
Well, that was honest.
No, it was, and now I'm mad at her. Like, she was mad at me, and then she split, and now I'm pissed at her for overreacting to my overreacting. And I mean that in my heart. I'm fucking pissed at her, and I've dropped, I...
You mean that
I'm
in your brain, too.
I'm right. Pissed. But wait, I'm also happy. She was a great girlfriend. She was a sort of a good friend for a long time. But I'm happy that friendship is over because when she was back staying with me, we went to Disneyland, and every reason why I didn't like her came rushing back. Instantaneous. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about all this.
She didn't know how to use the fast pass system.
Absolutely miserable.
She didn't want to stand in line for candy canes. Ugh, the worst. She actually wanted to go on rides.
I don't appreciate it.
So pretentious.
You. Yes, sir.
First off,
oh, sorry.
Oh, that'd be good.
You want to know
which
something?
One? Which one? Because they're mostly lesbians.
What's that?
Who left the Greg message?
You know, my ex-girlfriend was here like an hour ago.
The Greg message.
Oh, the Greg message. Is that on here?
Oh, did she leave?
Yeah.
Oh, she left?
Yeah.
She was pissed.
I was wondering why you're talking about it so flippantly.
She brought Sheet Writer.
Yeah, she was really pissed.
I couldn't pay. Well, now I'm sad that you did that because I told her she should just go.
Yeah, except we got to it, it didn't, an hour it didn't, and 10
wasn't
minutes
it. It wasn't a happy moment when she showed up.
I saw her and she just said, am I supposed to just stand here? I have nothing to do. What am I doing? And I'm like, Mike, what did you do? Why? This is not good for the.
Yeah, now I'm depressed.
I'm sorry. It made me very angry and stressed too.
I know. Okay. Angry? You were angry?
Oh, I was a little angry. We were locked out of the green room. Four big stars. Let us in. All right, sir.
So me and my twin brother just turned 18.
Okay.
Are we too old for you now?
Are you guys a gay twin brother team?
No, but I believe that's called twincest.
Is that really what it's called? Twincest?
I guess so.
Tyler, you've been busy.
If it's not, it absolutely should be.
Are you guys gay?
No. No, twin. No.
But you are. That's a weird thing to say then. Hey, am I too old for you?
As two straight twins,
ask me if
we
I'm
just
gay.
Want to know.
Are you gay?
No, no, but seriously, am I?
He was, if he was a girl, he would have said the same thing. He was just trying to get to the root of the crux.
The root of the crux?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like super focused, super focused in.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You didn't answer about Greg.
About Greg? Okay, yes. Greg left that message. And Greg is not here tonight, unfortunately. No, the person that left that message was supposed to be here tonight, but he... canceled once again. The canceler.
Hey, I understand. This is Greg. I'm friends with Mike. I just wanted to explain that
I barely remember this.
That thing is 38 seconds long.
And Jesus. 38 years old. All right, so that's any other questions here, kids? Yes.
You're ignoring the back of the room over there.
I'm sorry.
They paid money too.
Yes, ma'am, right here with the glasses.
Oh, when I was drunk? That's definitely on there. What's it
right
under?
There.
No, that's 1 second long. My song is not 1 second. Did you delete my song?
Oh, there, it is. Right there.
Does anybody have any chapstick?
Yeah. What? You just want someone's chapstick?
Lips are fucking chapped.
All right, question. Right, I'm sorry, over... Like, you know what? We're going to have to do the system, guys, because I can't have this. It's all over the map. We're on... All right, over... Where? What in Salton Sea?
Like Salton Sea.
Bombay
Sea.
Beach or?
Oh, anywhere. I don't know. That's.
Can you put this on first?
Things got to get really rough if that happens.
We need to do a couple more live shows so we can actually probably buy the city. You're gonna.
True.
Hello, my friends. I had some drinks. I threw up in a trash can. It was not very good. But being drunk, you don't taste it, so it doesn't matter. I'm calling you, and I don't know why. That's family for me. I'll see you Sunday. Bye.
This one on the that was on the air?
Yep. No.
Well, he left it on my
voice. No, yeah, you played that on Loveline.
Played it on the air a number of times.
Yep.
Okay. Open and honest. Yes, back there, because your enthusiasm.
This question's for Beauty.
Yes.
When was the last time you smoked meth, and what was the context?
That is an important question.
Honestly, it's been a very, very long time, and I honestly don't remember the last time.
How many weeks?
It feels like it, yeah. This is what it feels like to be on meth, kids. You don't want to do it.
Oh, dear.
As they drink. They
Anderson, you were telling me about...
I've done piggies and whatnot, but I've not smoked. Smoking mats is hardcore, guys. You got to get the tinfoil. You got to do it underneath. And actually, this is what a dumb fuck
can't
I am.
Can't get a fancy pipe.
I remember smoking meth off of tinfoil, and my main concern was, I heard aluminum causes Alzheimer's. Nothing about the smoke going into the straw. That's how fucking stupid. But we used to do it quite a bit. But it's been years and years.
Why don't you tell them the last time you were in this area?
You want to start that?
Yeah, you want to start.
You want to start that game?
All of a sudden, I'm on his side.
The last time that anyone did something or other?
I just thought you had a funny story from your modeling days.
Oh, yeah.
That we relived on the drive here.
Yeah, that's not for the show.
Really?
We're going to let that go. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I don't want to talk about that. It's very embarrassing.
It's not that embarrassing. It's funny.
All right, back meth days.
that's what brought it up.
You got to be kind of like messed out, I think, to be, you know, American Apparel or, you know, any kind of modeling chic. And when I was having pictures of me taken by really creepy people back, you know, 25 years ago when I was 50 pounds lighter, I was actually hired to do some kind of really horrible, I was like a host, usher for this, like they were raising money for AIDS. And it was really odd. Tyler pointed it out. We all had to have our shirts off. And they're raising money for AIDS down at the Pacific, what's it called?
Pacific Design Center.
Pacific Design Center. Where they had
which is from
like
the movie Her, so all you movie buffs.
It was in Her, where the plane was tipped down, really cool. But I'm completely messed out, and I remember I heard this guy who was like I can't believe I'm telling this story, this is horrible.
It's not that bad, it's funny.
So I heard him, and he was like a big like agent who like took his models to Japan and stuff, and I remember sitting there, not saying a word, just going, I hope he notices that I'm attractive, and maybe he'll take me to Japan. Completely met that in my head. Would never make eye contact with him. I was just like chewing so he could see my jawline, hoping that would like attract him. I might go to Japan for no reason other than this guy was. So yeah, it was embarrassing.
Why I don't know you.
Who wouldn't want a free trip to Japan?
He has stories every time that I'm like...
Jogged one. But dude, Tyler brought up the weirdest part. They're raising money for AIDS, and they had all of our shirts
off. Hey, did I ever tell you about the time
we were like taking these guys to
penis?
What?
Just these stories, like the penis one. By the way, you guys, I cut off a man's penis, yeah. And Tyler and I are like, what?
All right, open it honest. Open it.
Or advice, if you need some advice, we can do that
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
What was missing?
Your car was missing?
Okay, first of all, obviously you don't listen to the end of the podcast because I found it. I went from having one of the most emotional roller coaster nights of my life to... No, that's what it was. That summed it up. I
Isn't
saw
every
something
night that way,
so magical and so wonderful at the moment that I was brought to tears, and then 20 minutes later I couldn't find my car and I was almost brought to tears. I thought I was going to start crying on that podcast because I thought my car was stolen and I was just going to give up and get a hotel room in that neighborhood. I parked on a different street. I spent 1 hour. And if you guys know LA, I walked from the Greek Theater to Sunset Boulevard and back 4 fucking times looking for my car, knowing, okay,
hill?
I just missed it. And then I realized I was 4 blocks over. I have Alzheimer's.
Nope.
Not kidding.
Nope. Back here, the corner.
There we
right
go.
Over
thank
there.
You.
Why is there blood on the? It gets rough in the studio. It really does.
Anderson,
why is there blood? Was it some kind of anger?
Because it's a red pen that exploded. All right, it's a boring score.
Wow.
Boo. Should I just say it's blood? It's not blood. It's purple. It's red.
You had a cut on your finger.
Yes, sir.
When it wrapped in the lost machete cast.
This is a sad story that I discovered about a month ago or two.
No, it's not sad. It was a show that no one should hear ever. Mike was bandying around topic of... Listen to next week's episode because the open, there's production in there that explains that
night
true. A little bit better.
Oh, that's a good tease,
We actually hit on that.
Keep them coming back for more.
Yeah, yeah.
In case you thought this was the last night you're listening to the After Disaster, joke's on you.
Wait, what? Are you talking about the second machete episode?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the second episode
so
that was
I went going. To save an episode that we did, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, and... The drive was much emptier than it normally is.
Oh, we lost a bunch of shit?
I was mesmerized that they sold machetes at Home Depot, so I bought everybody one. And I don't know, what did we drink? An entire bottle of Jack Daniels?
We don't have to go in, we never really drank on the show.
And then we decided to play with our machetes. And the first episode we played with them was
why am
horrible.
I not doing this, by the way?
The second
Jesus,
episode.
Tyler. an acceptable volume.
That hurt my ears a lot.
Sorry, listeners at home. I don't know why I looked at the ceiling. That was weird. Why was I doing that? But long story short, that episode is gone. So, sorry. Anderson deleted a lot of old episodes.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
Man with a
beard. I wanted to delete them all.
Yes, right there, sir.
Tyler, how many girlfriends have you had?
I have had officially the one I'm married to.
Yeah. Good answer.
I don't know why I said officially. I've had the one that I'm married to. Lauren, I swear.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I called you ma'am.
That's okay. How much of your next podcast do you think you'll be talking about all the things you regret about the
show? I've already recorded about 45 minutes, and it was all leading up to this. And nothing's going to have changed. Like, my anxiety level isn't going to be like, guess what? We just finished a show and it was great. It's going to be things eating away at me about how I didn't have anything to offer, about how I'm uncomfortable sitting on a stage with lights.
Pants.
We'll stand up. You want to stand for the last part? We can stand.
Why are we standing?
Because really, he wanted to.
Yeah, I don't want... It's weird. That's weird, though, that we did that episode where we wanted to stand and Mike didn't want to do it. And now we're... Now Mike is the...
Was that in studio?
Yeah, that was in studio. Remember Anderson?
Yeah, we were doing the Tom Likas style.
Really?
That's,
Oh, yeah, Marina's here, right?
Tom Likas.
Yes, sir.
What's your guys' favorite show?
Oh,
we're getting to these parts.
The After's answer. We're megalomaniacs.
Maybe like television program?
No, your guys' show. What's your favorite?
Oh, our favorite app. Or Tyler calls them SODs, which is horrible.
Absolutely do not call them SODs.
I think the grandchildren was
I don't like
good.
Standing, by the way.
Yeah, I can't
this
stand.
Is really terrible.
Like that was traumatic for me.
I think the grand. What's your? I don't.
My favorite show.
Having a favorite episode of your own is kind of gauche. No. Gauche.
I liked it when we were having dinner in that Hawaiian restaurant.
You know what? In doing research for the open that I put together that we did not play tonight, I had to listen to a lot of the old shit from back in the drinking days, unofficial drinking days. That show was unlistenable, guys. How did you guys ever listen to that? It was obnoxious shit. That was awful stuff. Show's much more tight now.
I feel...
By a random applause, how many people have heard every single episode of the show? Hey.
No, you haven't.
Everybody who's not clapping, get out.
Remember how we thought like 10 minutes and we're going to feel comfortable on stage? I don't feel any more comfortable.
But I just felt really horrible.
I feel horrible because of those folks right there.
What if the guy...
A regular show. And they're like...
Yeah, wait, did they really pay to see a regular show?
Joke.
Oh, no, are you guys walk-ups? Oh, no. Are you... No,
they're gonna enjoy Fart Bar.
Oh yeah, you guys gotta. I know.
Which the
appealing.
Name I know is questionable.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know who's not our listeners who couldn't get in because the show was sold out. So. There's two of them out on the street right now. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That's the asshole coming out. Sorry guys, that was a dick right there. All right, that's it, right?
No, let's have Dr. Drew come up.
No, Delete Drew! Okay, Drew, come up. Drew, come on up. I just don't like exploiting Drew.
No, we talked about that. Okay. He doesn't feel we're exploiting him.
That sounds like the TMZ intro. TMZ. We're going to get sued now.
You can
now.
Use JLC's mic.
So this show must be about to end. Love Line's about to start. That's what we're saying. That's when I come in.
Oh. So usually you sit down right around now, Drew, and go, Mike, what's going on?
And
you look stressed.
We pretend that you guys aren't here.
Absolutely.
Well, first I have to do this.
Yeah.
I cut my back to Tyler.
And then when I chime in, Drew does this turn where he's like, they let you talk on this thing? What the hell? It's great for
it's
my confidence.
Like, who is that? What is that? So, Mike, you okay?
I don't know why I want to punch Tyler right now.
I'm okay. I'm totally okay. I wish I would say that stuff about their wife.
Sit down.
I wish we were more entertaining.
A man of medicine is telling you to sit down for your health.
Yeah, you left out one part of the story. First of all, my wife wants to know, wait, two things.
Root of the crux.
You left out one part of that romantic evening we all had together.
Yeah.
you forgot to mention that you asked us at least 12 times, are you guys going to fight? You going to have a fight?
Oh my God.
Are you about to fight? This feels like you're about to fight. You going to have a fight?
It seemed tense.
It was.
But you don't say that!
It was not tense. That's how we always are.
It just seemed tense to me.
You're always like that.
We were tense because...
Did you notice...
Because a weird man from Los Angeles had come down to Laguna
did you guys
to have
notice,
dinner with them.
Did you notice somebody was videotaping our entire conversation on the bus?
What?
There was some little girl back there just like...
It was TMZ.
I did not see that. What were you talking about?
I was yelling.
Dude, sometimes. Why don't
like,
they?
You guys are trying to sit there like blah blah blah, and I was in me. Let's go get dinner. I forgot my credit card.
Why don't they use little kids to do paparazzi? No one's gonna be mean to little
kids.
That's
actually not a bad idea. Because the kids can't get in the drunken parts of town, which is where all the shit happens.
Baby
now
paparazzi.
The other thing is, you mentioned your affections for Jillian and Laura.
Okay, I was kidding. I was totally. I
this
think
came
they're
up
beautiful.
At dinner.
I love them, but I don't. But I was kidding about that.
And my wife asked.
No, I was. No, you.
Mike.
I swear to God, I was.
Dude, Mike. You fucking were.
You should punch me right now.
My wife asked, "Was she chopped liver?"
What?
Is she chopped liver?
Oh no, no.
But
I'm really hitting on your wife,
you,
so I gotta.
Mike's not gonna
keep
be able to sleep tonight. Now
you
realize that, right?
Stop pimping Susan out. You gotta stop pimping her. She was on a television program, little side poop. He's like, "You think Mr. Skin's gonna put her up, Drew? Why don't you wanna fuck my wife, Corona?"
No, to be fair. To be fair, I took Mr. Skin to the computer and made him look at the screen.
Yeah, it looked very nice. I liked it a lot. I'm going
to
put it up on the site.
We'll get my people on the scene if we can see any areola. We'll blow it up.
Hey, speaking, is Tara here by chance?
Oh, the first one.
Not here yet?
No.
Different Tara. Not the Tara. Don't call me Tara. This is a good Tara. Actually,
two other things I would suggest. You should introduce some of the more...
Rune
and Lindsay and Sex Emily's here. Right?
We did.
Were you not paying attention to the first couple of minutes?
You said they were there, but we should.
Scott's here.
I know, but they're just kind of waving in the dark. You ought to actually introduce and let them stand up. And
are you saying we're selfish narcissists? Or we're just terrified of being under the bright lights?
Right, we've established.
He looks right at me.
We established Anderson's a sociopath. You're a narcissist.
Can I tell you something?
What am I?
I thought we had.
I want a label!
You want to know something that freaked me out that you did in the
Christian Tyler.
That I did?
After I first met you. We were sitting here ready to do the show.
Like thanks for coming out, everybody.
No, this freaked you out, too. We were about to do the show, and you came in, and I
this
went, oh, my God.
This is the part I
God.
Usually fade out.
I don't want Dr. Drew to know that I'm drinking right now, that I just drank before the show. This is like 3 years ago.
Which is weird, because everyone thinks I'm, like, going to bum everyone's
no.
high.
No, he frankly, okay, first
AOC
of all.
Is terrified right now.
No, I
don't
know.
He knows I'm sober, and the first thing he said at dinner, you want a glass of wine? I'm dead serious. I was like,
you asshole!
How do you not bring that up immediately?
I don't know, I just did. So
that's better than me cutting off a
so
dick.
So I'm in there.
Offering you wine?
We just started doing the show.
You sure?
I said, oh shit, I don't want Dr. Drew to know I've been drinking before I came to the show, which we did
this
every
night.
This
is years ago. Mike's
and then
sober.
You, and then you, being you, went, hey Drew, you know Mike's been drinking? And he went like this. He went, yeah, I can tell you've been drinking, and I can tell you've been doing speed. And then he left, yes, this is true. And you
that.
Went, oh my God, this whole conversation just freaked me out. And I was like, yeah, me too. Then he called us both out on it.
Wait, but I wasn't doing speed. You fucker.
Something like that.
I haven't done speed in years and years and years.
I don't remember the incident.
Wait, what's the blue pill? That's speed, right?
What?
Ativan?
Viagra? No.
We were doing Viagra.
What
No, what's the blue pill?
Some blue. Vyvanse? Yeah.
Okay.
You already made that joke. You.
I know you're not a psychiatrist, but of the three of us, which do you think Tyler is the most sane?
Yes.
And of the two of us, which
but
one of us...
But compared to you two, that's not really that much of a compliment.
Which one of us will implode first?
Implode?
Like, just fall apart.
Well, because you would go in, Anderson might act out.
Oh.
Right?
I'm more
so you would implode before Anderson would.
Okay. And you're safe. You feel
Drew.
Safe being in a car with me.
Make you feel good?
What do you really happen. Know, Drew?
But what, the other part about the first time like you came on the Loveland... Mike, was it Loveland you were on?
Yeah.
Right, Mike came on Loveland... And he, at the end of the show, he went, oh my God, this is what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
I want to talk on a microphone.
He found
and
his
he
calling.
Came back the next day with a gigantic scroll.
He's obsessed with a scroll.
Remember this? Mm-hmm. With a manifesto on it, which we lost.
It was a thank you letter, but he's got a printing machine at home. So he printed us a giant, like one of these.
It was easily 5 feet long.
That was I was very thankful for that night. Thankful to you. And
hey.
The you part actually got off
the
mic.
You into the mic. Anderson, I want to say you're really
good guy.
And I truly.
All right, Drew. This is off the topic a little bit, but
okay, Mike, you the microphone like this. It's nice. Well done. Go ahead. Yes.
Play the song.
And I'm.
Yeah, we should play the. If
I don't have the
play,
song. Can they?
Harper should be loading in right about now, right?
Yeah,
we're gonna need some help with moving some tables.
Oh yes. Here's what's gonna happen, you guys. If you
first, you're gonna buy
you're
all the shirts.
Wait, real quick. I got a question for you. Were you smoking cigarettes last night?
No.
I kept getting emails or text messages from some girl. So there's a lookalike. Somebody looks just like you was out there smoking cigarettes.
No.
Weird. I was with Mike, and I'm like, I was texting back.
I would use the e-cigarettes at least if I was to make cigarettes.
Even better.
I bet you if he was smoking cigarettes and not with you.
I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel years ago when I was hammered, and I'm like, I'm going to go say hi to Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And I walked over there, and I sat down and talked to this guy. I'm like, a big fan. I was blackout drunk. And then when I met him years later, I was like, he got some work on his hair done because he was bald before. And he's like, that wasn't me. I talked to a dude for 10 minutes, kissing his ass. Like, I'm a big fan. Hold on. I know it looks like I have a problem, but it isn't.
Are you going to stick around for Fart Barf Drew just for a minute to see what the
Bus is?
If you've ever wanted to mosh with Dr. Drew, your time has come.
We are going to go into that bar, grab a drink. We're going to hang out. Hopefully, everyone will hang out. Anderson wants to hug each and every one of you.
Wait.
And we're going to move all these front tables to the sides while Fart Barf sets up. And then we're going to all come back here and here.
Mike, do they have the song?
Party. Yeah, he's got it.
Can you play the second track?
Thank you, Dr. Drew, for coming up.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Wait, someone has presents. Thank you, Drew. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Congratulations, guys. The man of After Disaster.
Oh, Captain.
Scott.
What?
I was just going to go to Anderson. That sucked, right? This was bad, right? Like it's over and no one's looking at us. Like, was that all right?
Did that totally suck?
I was asking.
Is Kat...
Yeah, did you?
Did anyone Wait, Catherine was here?
Someone recorded.
Is Catherine here? You motherfucker, Catherine. What's that? No, you can keep the music. This is what we did. All right, cool.
Bring it up.
We'll be out there, I guess.
Do we know where the shirt sales are going to be?
I mean it, you guys. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, everybody. This has been the first ever, and hopefully not the last, After Disaster, Massive Disaster. I should tell we have a present. It's not always like this. I used to be so miserable with every boy who touched me. Open this one now. I used to be so at least one person brought us presents. Alone on weekends, television by myself, waiting for the phone, feeling ugly. What's happening? Wait, I get a sex book? That it makes you want to die. What's happening?
I know you want us to take it out of the bag.
Is that awkward part of the show where we open presents at the end? Oh, with this one? Oh, yeah! Look at that.
Oh my god, that's awesome!
You can't have it, it's ours!
That'll be on eBay Monday, starting at $5.
Is this all the names of the episodes? That's incredible. This is amazing.
Thank you guys. Hang out for Fart Barf. And we are going to go out there or out there or
both. Say
hi.
Mike,
we
have a question.
I have a question.
All right, turn the music off for a second. Somebody else mediate this.
Mike.
Tyler, stay here.
Yeah, where's your tattoo? I got mine. I thought we had a deal.
Don't say that. Sort of rumor. We didn't have a deal. I pull out my shirt, it's like Katie. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you all right?
I'm great.
Was this fun?
Yeah, it was great.
Really?
Yeah.
And the song. Fart Barf, ladies and gentlemen, coming up soon!